Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
The Heart of Love.
The Heart.
Radio Show.
Radio Show.
Show, and I hope everything is going well with you guys, and I'm just really, really just encouraged today, and I believe that God is doing a great work, that he's going to do his thing that he said he's going to do. I really, really believe in that, and I pray that you will keep God first in your life. I pray that you'll keep God first in your life. Tonight we're going to talk about shaking. It's time to take off the training wheels. So join me after this song. This song from our project.
Shake it off, 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 shake it off.
Anything that harms you, don't need to keep it closed. Kick out the baggage, just like old clothes. Desire freedom,
that's how you're supposed to live.
Don't live in bondage, something has to give. Release the negative energy.
Shake it off, 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 shake it off.
Words can heal you, words can destroy you. Don't hold on to things that can block you.
Shake it off, 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 shake it off,
shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. I love it. It's time to shake it off and leave it at the foot of the cross. Are y'all ready? Come on.
Shake it off.
The pain.
Shake it off.
The worry.
Shake it off, 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 shake it off.
I appreciate guys. This is G Wright coming to you live from the DC Baltimore area. I'm on Blog Talk Radio and I'm also on Facebook Live. Tonight, God has placed it on my heart to talk about this. It's time to take off the training wheels. Time to take off the training wheels. You know, I pray that God will use this time to really touch us, speak to us as he normally does each time we generally get together. Like we generally get together on Tuesdays and on Tuesdays, Tuesday nights from 9 to 10. And but I couldn't come on last night, and I apologize for that, but I'm glad you guys are here with me tonight. What happened to me was that I was just dealing with some situations, and you know how it is. When you don't pass one situation in life, one lesson that God wants you to get, you know, he's going to bring that lesson to you again to see how well you have really learned from that situation. And what happened for me in my life is that I dealt with something, with an issue. And before, when I was going through that whole thing, that whole depression thing and all those things, I would have handled things a little differently. But, you know, it's like at some point we've got to, God has placed on my heart, you know, at some point we've got to take off those training wheels. You know, we've been through the fire, we've been through situations and through circumstances, and sometimes we cannot act as if we don't know what God has done and who God is and who God should be in our lives. I got my cousin, love you, cousin. God bless you too, Archbishop Anthony Jones, my big cousin. Hey, April, got Monique on, Don, Rob Dobb. Love you guys. I got Kind. Love you, cuz. And, you know, and it's like, God's like, are you going to handle the situation like you used to handle it? And it's like God was saying, no, it's time that you do this the way you're teaching others to do it, the way you're telling other people to process, how to process their situations. You do the exact same thing in your life and in your situation. You speak forth life. You speak forth hope. And if it doesn't happen the way I expect it to happen, God still deserves to be praised. It's not the end of the world. You know, you're not going to lose control. You're going to be okay, regardless of the outcome, because you know that you serve a God who is able. You serve God, not a God, excuse me. You serve God, capital G-O-D, who is able to keep you, from falling, to keep you in the worst situations. So what God placed in my heart like this, what's going on, Calvin? Just like a little boy or a little girl graduating from riding the tricycle, we sometimes have to be willing to grow up and work through life, trusting and believing in God and in his word, you know? And it's like the first point tonight is this. It's about time. You know, sometimes when we go through situations, we can scream, we can holler, we can go through all these different things of what we think it should be, why it should be this, why it should be that. We can lose all concentration and everything. But do we keep on doing the exact same and reacting the exact same way? We've seen God move in our lives time after time after time after time. I got my girl Karen on. I'm going to bring her on soon, guys. I'm going to bring her on one Thursday, and Karen's going to come, and she's going to encourage you guys because she got a word. I'm going to just tell you guys. Karen has a word. Yes, Karen. What's going on, Craig? What's going on, Nikki? You know, it's about time to take off those those training wheels. You know, it's just time to just take off the training wheels. You know, one thing about it is this. You know, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of what? Power, love, and a sound mind. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. And I got to say this, guys. I don't know why does everyone hit me up on the night when you see that we're having this discussion. Everyone wants to contact me. I don't know what is going on with that. But 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says this. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline, King James Version says, of a sound mind. You know, it's about time. Don't let, Karen says, you're too kind, take off the training wheels. Yeah, take off the training wheels. It is time. Don't let fear keep you from taking off those training wheels. You know, we use the training wheels where we're teaching the kids, our children, our small, young ones, young riders, how to ride, and we put them on the tricycle so they can have a better balance. But guess what? If you know how to keep your balance, guess what? At some point, you've got to be willing to say, you know, it's time to go. It's time to graduate, to take off those training wheels. You can ride this bike. I've given you the keys. I've given you the skill. I've taught you how to keep your balance. You can put all those things together, and you can ride. Karen, you said everyone, Karen? Yes. You know, sometimes, God, we're going through things, and we're saying, God, not yet. God's saying, it is time. No, Lord, I need some extra crutches. No. You can do this because I am with you. This is your time. This is your moment. This is your season. And sometimes people cannot go with you in your season. But you know, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. You know, it's about time. You know, sometimes I believe that some of you guys are wrestling with some things that God has placed on your heart. And you're saying, God, which direction do you want me to go in? How do you want me to deal with this situation? And God has already given you key points. He's already given you the skill. He's already given you the know-how. You know, he's put you through situations so you can learn. So you say, Lord, I'm not ready yet. And God is saying, yes, you are ready. Yes, you are ready. It's time to take off the training wheels. It's time for you to, if you say you're going to trust in the Lord, trust in the Lord. If you say God is an awesome God, he's able to do above and beyond what you can even think, then guess what? Believe that. Stand on it. Do you lose faith, lose hope over simple things? People are dying left and right. Stand on what God has called you to do. Stand on his word. Trust him. Be thankful for each second that you have, each second that we have on this side. Be thankful. Say, thank you, Lord. You know, it's about time. Stop talking about it and be about it. That's what it's time to do. Stop talking about it and be about it. What's going on, Shay? Shay says, amen. What's going on, Ernest? What's going on, Laquita? What's going on, Melanie? What's going on, Tony? What's up, Sherry? This is the Heart Love Radio Show coming to you. Generally come on Tuesday nights. We'll be here Wednesday night from 9 to 10 p.m. And we're talking about it's time to take off the training wheels. You know, and at some point, guys, we have to grow up. At some point, we have to grow up. Now, it'll be nice if we could stay babies and don't have any responsibilities. But, you know, that's not the way life works, right? At some point, we have to grow up. And when growing up, being grown-ups, we have responsibilities. There are things we have to do. There are things that there are things we're responsible for. You know, that's the way it happens. The same way in our lives as Christians. At some point, we have to grow up. Do we continue to act like we don't know who God is? Do we act like when every situation comes up in our lives that we have to go through this whole process of losing our minds, only for God to show us what he can do? But we've already experienced what God can do in our lives. We've already experienced God's hand in our lives. It's time for us to grow up. At some point, we have to grow up. 1 Corinthians chapter 13:11 says this: when I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put childish ways behind me. And now I'll say for those ladies who are watching, you know, who are there, when I became a man, when I became a woman, I put childish ways behind me. The fact is, when I became an adult, you know, at some point, we have to stop thinking like children and start thinking like adults. Are you guys understand what I'm saying? You know, we can't act like we don't know who God is. And if you have experienced God and you know who God has been in your life, we go through situations and life's lessons, we can't lose it. We cannot afford to lose it every time like we don't know. You know, let me tell you, God has kept me in the midst of so much, and I say this, he kept me when I was on zero with zero. You know, so if I'm having financial issues, guess what? I know that God has worked in my life with my finances. And guess what? If things don't turn out the way I expect them to go, to turn out, guess what? He's still worthy to be praised. He's still worthy to be praised. It is not the end of the road. It's going to be okay. It is going to be okay. How are you guys doing out there tonight? Those of you who are listening, how are you doing tonight? I'm trying to see something. I'm trying to see who is on. Okay. All right. Well, that's what I'm going to say. If you have your Bibles, you know, feel free to turn to 2 Corinthians 5:17. It says this: therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone, and the new has come. Again, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. God is wanting to bring some new things into our lives, and he wants us to embrace the new and to let go of the past. Sometimes we're afraid to let go of the past, and it becomes like those training wheels. We keep it around because we're afraid to let go. We're afraid to keep on moving forward. We're afraid to go into the new that God has for us, so we keep the past with us. But that's not what God wants us to do. What's going on, Cuz Erica? What's going on? What's going on, Noble? Lee Major? You know, God wants us to remember today that if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. And what God wants us to do is to focus on the new. We cannot go forward into the new holding on to the past. Let the past go. Let go of those. It's time to take off the training wheels. Your past God was using what you've gone through to help train you for what he has for you today in the area that he wants you to move into. Yeah, keeping it positive. That's right, Lee Major. What's going on, Jackie? What's going on, sis? What's going on, Sherry? Tony? But, yeah, so that's what God wants us to do. Let go of the past. Yeah, amen, Lee Major. So we can move forward, take off those training wheels. It might be scary to take off those training wheels, guys. Yeah, that stepping stone, the past is a stepping stone to get us to the future. But, you know, we have to be willing to learn, you know. And I said this, don't easily forget, but remember God's promises to you. Yeah, yeah, Lee Major, to your future, stepping stone to your future. You know, but the thing about it is this, we have to be willing to learn life's lessons. We have to be willing to learn, Lord, what do you want me to learn from this situation? How do you want me to navigate through this? We have to be willing to learn. We have to be willing to also make sure that we don't forget. Don't easily forget, but remember God's promises to you. Listen to this. People will always try to define you, right? Tell you who you are. Remember who God tells you you are. Remember God's promises to you. You know, when I was going through my worst, God reminded me that I will be with you. With man it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible. Yeah, Lee says, right. Yeah, asking for guidance. Yeah, ask for the guidance. Ask for guidance. If you need to ask for guidance, ask for it. And remember who God says you are, who you are. Don't let people try to define who you are. You know, if God says he wants you to do X, Y, and Z, and people say, oh, that's not your skill, but God has placed it in your heart to do it, you go with what God has shown you. Don't let people define who you are, or what they think that you cannot do. What has God told you to do? You do that thing. You know, Hebrews 11:6 says this, but without faith, It is impossible to please the Lord. Now, I'm going to my Bible because I want to make sure I'm saying the right thing. And I love King James, y'all. NIV is good to read, but I'm going to have to bring my King James Version. What's going on, Pastor Bernard? Order my steps. Yeah, Lee. Yeah, Lee Major. Yeah, that is it. Asking for guidance. Order my steps. And, you know, and when we are willing to allow God to lead us and we trust in who he says we are, we trust in what he's placed in our hearts, guess what? That path will be made. You know, we just got to be willing to walk it. We have to be willing to trust God in everything that we say and everything that we do. You know, taking off those training wheels. I don't know about you guys, but I remember my first experience trying to ride a bike, and it scared me to have to ride that bike without the training wheels. But God's saying this, look, it's time. You got the equipment. I prepared you through your experiences. Go ahead and do that thing. Don't doubt him. Keep on doing. What's going on, Wayne? Keep on trusting him. Hebrews 11:6 says this, and without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Again, and without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. You know, like I'm saying, don't easily forget, but remember God's promises to you. And you have to have faith. You have to have faith. You want to please God, you have to have faith. You have to believe that he exists. That he rewards those who earnestly seek him. You know, taking off those training wheels, it might be a difficult thing, but guess what? It's about time. Do we stay in the exact same place? Do we grow? What's going on, Wayne? Or do we move forward? What is it that we do? It's time to take off those training wheels. You know, first point, it's about time. Next point, let's look at what you've been through. Sometimes we have to do a self-inventory. We have to look at our lives and we have to remind ourselves of some of the things we've gone through. The good, the bad, the ugly. We have to remind ourselves what we have gone through. Sometimes we have to sit back. And we, I said this, this is the last day of, you know, Black History Month. Sometimes we have to teach young people, this younger generation, everything that we've gone through, our forefathers have gone through, our grandparents, our great-great-grandparents, our great-great-grandparents. We have to remind ourselves about history so we can learn from the history, so we can know about the history. It helps us in becoming who we strive to be and who we will become. You know, you have to look at what you've been through. Look at the struggles that you've gone through. What did God say to you about your situation? What did God say to you? Them about their situation, they had hope. You know, they persevered. Black people persevere. People who've been oppressed have persevered. You've got to learn. You know, I believe this. God's been preparing us. God's been preparing you. God's preparing me for this season where we're at. He's been preparing us all the while. Even through the hard times, even through the rough times, God's been preparing us. He's been preparing us through these life's lessons. Are you guys with me? He's been preparing us through these life's lessons. You know? And I have to say this. You know, it's something we really think about, life's lessons. You know, are we learning or are we just repeating the same thing and having the same reactions and having to learn the same lessons over and over and over again. No, God, I do believe that God is preparing us for what's to come through what we've gone through and through what we're going through presently. What's going on, Pastor Christopher? Tonight we're talking about it's time to take off the training wheels. It's time to take off the training wheels. What do you guys think about that? That whole point that I just made about God's been preparing you, He's preparing me, He has been preparing us for what we're going through right now. All the while, through life's circumstances and situations, He's preparing us. We've got to be willing to learn about life's lessons. What do you guys think about that? What's going on, Pastor Christopher? Good day to you as well. Good day to you as well. We've got to catch up. But I'm just saying, it's time to take off the training wheels. You know, you might think that you cannot do it. And I'm going to say this. Even I've seen some people launch their ministries, like I saw Pastor Christopher launch his ministry. And we haven't really talked about it, but from what I've seen through broadcasts and pictures, Pastor Christopher is moving and doing what God's placed on his heart to do. And I can imagine Pastor Christopher was probably rough, but you did it. You know, you trusted God, you believed Him, and you took off those training wheels, and you're going forward. You're trusting God, and I just want to commend you for doing that. What's going on, Joy? And we've got to be willing to learn from life's lessons. We have to be willing to learn from life's lessons. What has God taught you through what you've been going through your struggles, through your pain, through your trials? What have you learned? What has God taught you through this season, through these different things you have been going through? What's going on, Ms. Janice? You know, what has God been teaching you? But we've got to be willing to learn from life's lessons. You know, and I say this, you know more than you probably think you know. I got to tell you that. You know, I think it's amazing sometimes that I think it's amazing sometimes that we forget. Sorry, guys. I'm learning this thing right here. Please forgive me. I think that Pastor Christopher says this, walking in the faith that you have in God and allowing Him to unveil His plan in you. I love that. I love that. Again, he says this, walking in the faith that you have in God and allowing Him to unveil His plan in you. And that is so true, Pastor. That is so true. I'm glad you said that. And allowing Him to unveil His plan in you. You know, you've got to be willing to allow Him to unveil that plan. And for me, during this season, there's some things God's saying, Lois, you can do it. I'm with you. You're equipped to do this. It's like, I've worked hard, and I'm at this point. Lord, can I do this? And God's saying, yes, you can. God's saying to you, wherever you are, yes, you can. And then the thing about it is this, just like Pastor Christopher has said, we have to allow Him to unveil, we have to allow Him, talking about God, to unveil His plan in you. But I have to say the first part that he said, walking in the faith that you have in God and allowing Him to unveil His plan in you. You know more than you think. You know, have you ever been in that situation you said, you know, God, this is not going to ever work, and someone needed some help, and guess what? You were the person. They're looking at you and saying, you know, we need you. And you say, you might have been like, I cannot do this. But you were able to do it because you knew more than you realized that you knew. And I just want to encourage you today that you know more than you think you know. You know more than you think. You know more. Some of you guys know more than you give yourselves credit. Credit. You're able to do it because guess what? You've gone through situations, you've gone through I say God's boot camp. You're in God's boot camp. We're in God's boot camp. We're learning. We should be growing. But listen to this. What has God told you about your situation? What has God told you about your gifts? Don't let people define you based upon their own perceptions of you. Hold fast and hold true to what God is saying to you, what God has said to you, and what God is placing your heart to do. And one of these things, you guys, is this. And taking off those training wheels, we have to be willing to learn. We have to be willing to apply what we learn, what we learn. Second Timothy, the second chapter, verse 15, says this. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a workman who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth. Again, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15 says this. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a workman who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth. Yeah, and that's true, Jackie. Jackie says this, guys. Remember, faith is not faith until it is tested. Woo! I'm going to drop this on that one, Jackie. I am dropping that, Jackie. Thank you, Jackie. That is a great word right there. Remember, faith is not faith until it is tested. Faith is not faith until it is tested. You have said that thing, Jackie. You have said that thing right there. You don't know if it's faith. It's not faith until it's tested. You know, and you can't have a testimony without being tested. You don't really know what you're made of, what you really believe until you've gone through some things. But when you've gone through some things, guys, and you know that God has brought you through, you've seen the hand of God on your life, listen, you hold fast onto what you've gone through. You hold on into your faith. I'm trying to get my words together. But what's going on, John? What's going on, Pastor Donnell? You know, tonight we're talking about taking off. It's time to take off the training wheels. And Jackie, my sister Jackie, said something very, very important. She said, remember, faith is not faith until it is tested. And when your faith has been tested and you've experienced God's hand in your life, don't forget. Don't walk away from the experience and forget. Sometimes we have to remind ourselves. I remember when God brought me through this situation. I remember when God brought me through that situation. I remember when God said this to me. I remember when people said, this will not happen, but God said to me, it's going to happen. And then I've seen it happen. You know, I was talking to a friend of mine earlier tonight. We were talking about how people sometimes write you off. You know, sometimes people write us off, right? Well, this person will never make it. This person will never make it. And it's up to us to either believe. We're going to either believe them or we're going to believe what God has said about who we are. And I encourage you to believe what God has said about who you are rather than allow people to write you off. Because if God has told you yes, if others have said no, it's going to be okay. Guess what? God's going to make that way. You just hold fast to what he has told you to do, and you take those steps. You know, and study to show yourself approved. Learn. Spend time with God. Learn, you know. What has God told you about your circumstances? What has God told you about your life? What is God telling you about where you are? Are you even allowing him to lead you? And I want to encourage you today. Yes, you can do it. First point, it's about time. Second point, let's look at what you've been through. What did God say? Third point, yes, you can do it. You know, remember the little engine? Remember the little story about the little engine? If he could, And he kept on saying, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. You know, you've got to speak positive affirmations over your life. You have to speak life over your situation. And you have to remember that life and life and death is in the power of the tongue. Sometimes we speak against what God is trying to do in our lives because of the things that we say. You know, God, I believe that you can that you can do this, but I'm the worst person. You know, we go through all these different things, but we've got to encourage ourselves. We have to encourage ourselves. We have to speak life over ourselves, over our situations. For those who tune in, we're talking about it's time to take off the training wheels. You know, yes, you can do what God has called you to do. Just take a step. What's going on, Howard? Just take a step. Just take a step. You know, sometimes it's hard for us to take that step. Sometimes it's hard for us to actually take that one step to move forward in the direction that we're believing that God wants us to move into it, and to do things he's called us to do. What's going on, Katrina? Jackie says this, believe in his promises, but trust the process and plan. You are on this, Jackie, tonight. You are on this, Jackie. Believe in his promises, but trust the process and plan. When I was going through one of the worst times in my entire life, I'm going to tell you guys this. There are some people I had to cut off. There are some people, when you're going through and God saying, no, I just need you during this time. And those relationships, you are pretty much done for that season, and you find yourself by yourself, but not really by yourself. It's really, as I say, that boot camp, that spending that time, quality time with God, and something happened. Something happened. What's going on, Malachi? Something happened in my life, and I had to allow those people, God, to push those people away. And God pushed those people away. I found myself like in my desert experience with God. And one of the things that God had placed on my heart was this. Look, let me talk with you. Let me spend this time with you, showing you the things that I need to show you. What's going on, Trent? And when you said, Jackie, about the process and the plan, you know, the process can hurt sometimes. Yeah, Jackie. Jackie says, but remember, faith without works is dead. Yeah, faith without works is dead. And that thing, like you said, about the process of plan, the process might not be the easiest process, but if you trust the process and the plan, in the end, you will see what God has been trying to do in your life. What's going on, Trent? What's going on, cuz? Brenda? What's going on, cuz? Rob? Robert? Yeah. You know, but remember, faith without works is dead. That's so true, Jackie. You have to put some action behind that. What's going on, Mama Donna? What's going on, Evangelista? We're talking about tonight. Yeah, I got Pastor Donna and Evangelista. We're talking about it's time to take off the training wheels. But that process and plan you're talking about, Jackie, that's a good one. We have to trust the process and the plan. And sometimes we make our plans, but God eventually orders our footsteps. We might make our plan. If we're trusting him and we trust him, regardless of the direction of the process, we keep our trust in him. Guess what? Everything will work out in the end. Blessings. I'm glad you're here, Evangelista. God bless you. God bless you. You know, that process and plan is no joke. And that whole thing about time, about taking off the training wheels, and it's time to take off the training wheels. You've got to believe you can do it. And like Jackie was saying, faith without works is dead. You have to put some action into it. And one of the things about this whole thing is this: you have to change your mindset. Sometimes I talk about the whole concept of making a paradigm shift. That's when you have to look at your situation from a different angle. sometimes you have to walk away from that thing and you have to go to a different angle and relook at that situation. And God might show you a different picture, something different about the situation that you did not even get the first time. Sometimes we have to do that paradigm shift. We have to look at our situations and we have to allow God to speak to us about that situation. You have to change your mindset. You've got to change your mindset sometimes. Sometimes, you know, changing your mindset is an important thing. And taking off those training wheels, guys, you know, some of us have that negativity thing going on where we've learned to tell ourselves negative things. We have to reprogram our minds. We have to reprogram our minds. We have to look at our situations differently, speak life. And you know what? It's like this. Romans chapter 12, verse 2, it says this. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. I'm going to read that again. In Romans chapter 12, verse 2, it says, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. All right. I'm going to get to that in a second, Jackie. Oh, Jackie's on fire tonight, guys. Jackie's on fire in here tonight. You know, listen, guys, we have to renew our minds. We have to renew our minds so we can really, really hear what God is trying to say to us. What's going on, Minister Chris? What's going on? And Jackie says this. She says, don't ask God to move unless you are willing to move your feet. What's going on, Mike? Don't ask God to move unless you are willing to move your feet. You know, Jackie, that's a powerful statement there, Jackie. You know, sometimes we say, God, I'm ready for you. Give me everything you have. I want everything you have for me in my life in this season. And when things start happening, we're saying, God, why are things changing? We're saying, God, how come these things are changing? But we're forgetting that we've already asked and have already prayed that God will move and do new and different things in our lives. So what you're saying right there, Jackie, is so true. Don't ask God to move unless you are willing to move your feet. Don't say, God, I'm ready for what you have for me. And when things begin to change, and things will change, God, why are you doing this to me? Why am I going through all these changes? Well, it's because we prayed about it. You know, it's like this. I went through one of the worst times of my life. And I say this, and I'm free from it. I'm good. I'm in the best place I've ever been. And at the end of the day, after I've gone through everything, I'm like, Lord, why did I go through all these things? And he said, you prayed X, Y, and Z. You said X, Y, and Z. But it didn't happen the way I thought it would happen. But like Jackie was saying, I trusted that plan. I trusted the process, and it was a hard, rough process, y'all. I'm not going to lie. It was a hard, rough process. But I trusted the plan. I trusted. And my faith, I was holding on. My faith was the size of a mustard seed. It was as thin as a strand of hair, but I was holding on, guys. I was holding on. That's the point I'm saying. You know, and listen to this, guys. We have to not only change our mindset, make that paradigm shift, but we have to think on new things. You know, and also I'm saying this, and also saying what Jackie had said, if you're not ready for it, don't ask for it. If you're not ready, but if you're ready for it, I believe God's saying this is the time for you to take off those training wheels. Who has God been in your life? Things. You know, time is not, we're not promised tomorrow. But while we're here, guys, let's make the most of it. Go for your dreams. Do those things that God has called you to do. Make a difference. Help people who are going through. Do the best that you can. Be the best you that you can be. You know? And I believe that's what God wants us to do. But sometimes we have to also think on new things. In Philippians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9, it says this. Finally, brothers, I'm going to say sisters, finally, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. Again, that's Philippians chapter 4, verses 8-9. Sometimes I read it two times so you can really get it. So I'm going to read it again, okay? Philippians chapter 4, verses 8-9. Finally, brothers, I'm saying sisters too, okay? He's talking to everyone, all right? Whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. Guys, we have to start thinking on new things. You know, instead of thinking about the negative, instead of thinking about the latest gossip, you know, who said what and who responded, and talking about all these things that aren't encouraging at all, think on whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable. If anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Guys, we have to think about new things. Some of us we want to express the new things of God, but we have ugly thinking, nasty thinking. You know, our thinking is warped sometimes. We're thinking about negative things. We're focused on the negatives rather than the positives. And how can we expect to change and go into and do the things God's called us to do? We're thinking about who's hurt. Who's hurt me? You know, who said, you know, at some point we've got to be willing to move beyond that. Take out those training wheels. You know, change your mindset when you're not going anywhere. It's like having a car and you have the keys, but the keys are in the car, but you haven't turned the ignition on because of fear, because of you're not focusing on things that are good. That car is not going to go anywhere. Change the way you think. You have to change the way you think. Change the way you speak. Think on new things. We're talking about taking off the training wheels. Take off the training wheels. Some of you guys have dreams, you have desires, you have goals, and you're not moving forward because you're afraid to you're afraid to move forward. You're afraid to take a step. You know? Good evening, Mabel. What's going on, Corey? You know, so God doesn't want us. I just believe, listen, it's just time for us to go ahead and do the thing that we've been saying we've been wanting God to do in our lives. The different things that God has placed on your hearts to do, go ahead and do those things. Take a step. Put your faith into action. Take out the training wheels. And sometimes, guys, you're gonna go through some seasons where you are by yourself, where no one else can go and do this thing that God's placed on you to do. You might have some people around you to help you and to assist you, but there's some things that you've got to do. What's going on, Corey? You've got to do it. And tonight we're talking about, again, it's time to take off those training wheels. Do those things that God's placed in your heart to do. And believe that God is with you. Believe that God is with you. You know, when I was going through, well, like I said, one of the hardest times of my life, I had to believe that I was not alone. My faith, you know, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I had to exercise that faith. Evangelista says this, yes, time to put the pedal to the metal. Nobody is perfect. It's a daily task we got to keep on, keeping on. There's really no time for the foolishness. Look at the times we are living. And church folks know things are not going to get better. It is truly end times. Nevertheless, we just don't stop and die, nor do we let our loved ones on their own so they can perish. We hold on to God's unchanging hand and give our all so we can get to our promised land. Let's not stop. Let's keep praying for each other, encouraging each other. Listen, church, our people are dying. They're hungry and nobody around to help feed them in the spiritual. Yes, guard your heart. Forget, forgive, move on, and please bring someone with you. Look, nowhere else but within. I always say prayer is great, but you must follow with action. Ooh, all right, Evangelista. All right. Where is it at? I'm going to drop this. I'm going to drop that one right there. You gave a lot of things right there, Evangelista, and thank you for sharing. My mom says hallelujah and amen. But you said that, and I love this part right here. Yes, guard your heart. Forget. Forgive. Move on, and please bring someone with you. Look nowhere else but within. I always say prayer is great, but you must follow with action. You know, thank you for sharing that, Evangelista. And tonight we're talking about this. It's time to take off the training wheels. You know, move forward. Do that thing God's called you to do. Do that thing He's placed on you to do. And as you live your life, as you do that, make a change. Touch someone's heart. And I love the part that Evangelista said. What's going on, Walter? She said this, and bring someone with you. Bring someone with you. Bring someone with you, you know. And you know, think about this: you touch people's lives, regardless of. Just live your life, and you might touch someone's life, and you don't even know that people are looking at you. What's going on, Cornelius? You just do good. Do what you need to do. Do what's right, and you're going to touch people's lives. But you know what? We're in this thing together. We're in this thing together. You know. And that's the way we have to think. We can't think that we're just by ourselves. You know, let's make a difference. Let's make a change. Let's touch people's hearts. Let's touch people's lives. But don't forget that God is with you. You know, and the biggest thing is this, guys. In this season, do what God is telling you to do. Have the hope. Have the faith. Go after your dreams. Those ideas that you're saying, where did the idea come from? Go ahead and do the thing. Study it. Keep God first. Do what God is calling you to do. You know, it's like this, guys. We've got to be willing to stick it out. You know, have the hope, have the faith, put it into action. You know, and don't forget what God has done in your life. Don't forget who God is and what He continues to do. Listen, we're blessed to still be here. But I think some of us are just afraid to move forward in the new things that God has been bringing and is bringing into our lives. We hold on, we let the past stay with us. Instead of just sometimes letting that stuff go, letting it go. You know, if you want to look at your past like the training wheels, let it go and move forward. Learn from the past, but keep moving. Learn from the past, but don't stop. Keep moving. Keep moving in faith. Keep moving in hope. You know, and let's mention, you might fall. And guess what? It's okay. If you never fall, you won't appreciate when you're standing. If you never fall, you won't appreciate, if you don't fall, experience the hard times, you're not going to really appreciate the good times. I think the hard times help us to become stronger if we allow it to. And if we learn. You know, James chapter 1, verses 2 through 8, it says this: consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, lacking anything. If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. But when he asks, he must believe and not doubt, because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That man should not think he will receive anything from the Lord. He is double-minded. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all he does. You know, I like to hope this part where it says perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature, complete, not lacking anything. We go through so we can learn and so we can grow. As we learn and we grow, we become more mature. You know, let's learn. I feel like this: patience is built through life's lessons. Patience is built from having gone through. Who likes to be told no? Who likes to be told you've got to wait? Listen, patience is a virtue. You know, let's learn. Let's learn. Let's be willing to take off the training wheels. Let's go for it. What's keeping you back from moving forward in your life? What's keeping you back from moving forward in the things of God? What's keeping you back from doing what you feel like God has created you to do? You know, if you need help, pray and ask God in faith without wavering. What are you going to believe? Are you going to believe or you're not going to believe? You know, are you going to speak life or are you going to speak death? Are you going to stay on the tricycle? Are you going to let those train wheels go and you keep on moving? I believe that you guys can do it. I believe we can do it. I believe that God has given us the tools that we need in this season of our existence. Those who want to start businesses, study. Go ahead and do your research. Go ahead and make plans. Write the vision out. Write it out. Write it down. Pray. Believe. Hope. Take a step. Make a step each day. Just go ahead and do the thing. How about that? And don't doubt God, but rather stand, believe, and don't be double-minded. I believe God can do this. Oh no, I don't know if God's going to do it. You're speaking against what you're saying. Either you believe God or you're not going to believe God. But I'm just encouraging you guys. I'm just encouraging you, and I hope you guys are encouraged tonight. It's time to take off the training wheels. Release the fear. Release whatever's holding you back from moving forward, and move forward. It might be uncomfortable, and we've talked about this before. Learning to become comfortable being uncomfortable. Sometimes God's going to say no to something, and sometimes God's going to say not yet because we can't handle it. Then sometimes God might say, "Here's the green light, go for it." But wherever you are in your walk and your faith with the Lord, be willing to take those training wheels off. Learn from your lessons and move forward. Put your faith into action. Take a step. Take a step, no matter how small. Take a step. Do something different. Renew your mind. Pray and believe that God is with you. Go ahead and do it, guys. I'm expecting to hear some great testimonies from you guys. Some of you guys on the business plans that God wants to put in your hearts, go for it. Yeah. Evangelista says this. Yes, stop being hard on yourself. I find this is always a topic in our women group that I lead. It's okay to not be okay. Breathe, relax. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. Yeah. Stop the beaten up spirit we create and on ourselves. Stop the lazy spirit. Stop the complacency. We are not to live a mediocre life and say we are daughters and sons of a king. Yes, he has equipped us, so let's go ride. Let's ride hard. I like that. Yes, let's go. Let us go. Ride, and let's ride hard. Let me read that whole thing again. Yes, he has equipped us, so let's go ride, and let's ride hard. I love that saying. You give me some good sayings. You hear me? You say some good sayings, Evangelista. Yes, he has equipped us, so let's go ride and let's ride hard. That's going to stick with me. That's going to stick with me right there. So let's do it, guys. Let's go ride and ride hard. This is the season. Go ahead and do it. And do it like you've never done anything else before. And watch what God is going to do in your life. Let's do it. God's talking to you. He's talking to me. Let us do it. Okay? I want to say God bless you guys. And I'm going to try to come on tomorrow night, guys, same time, 9 o'clock, 9 to 10. And I look forward to seeing you tomorrow from 9 to 10. God bless you. Be encouraged. Take off those training wheels. He's equipped us, like Evangelista said. So let's go ride and let's ride hard. Okay? That sounds like a song, too. But God bless you guys. Have a great night. I'm praying for you. You pray for me, and I cannot wait to hear your testimony. If you don't know, now you know. That's right, Evangelista. I want to say God bless you guys. I thank you guys for staying with me tonight. Please share this video on your pages. And if you want to get a chance, check out my official website at www.gwrightonline.com. That's gwrightonline.com. God bless you. Be encouraged. Thank you, Monique, for coming through, Monique. Thank you, Evangelista. Thank you for everyone. Amen, Evangelista. My mom, so many other people. I don't like to even try to say everyone's names. I don't see everyone who came through. Corey, Mabel, Michael, Chris, Jackie, my Madonna, my cousins, you know, my family, my other family, and the other pastors and who've come through. Thank you guys for coming through. Trina, God bless you. Again, please share this video on your pages. Be encouraged. If you have any prayer requests, just let us know, and we definitely will pray for you, okay? Good night. God bless you all. That's from Evangelista. Good night, you guys. God bless you, Mabel. And guys, again, be encouraged and know that you're not alone. We can do this. Step by step with each other. God bless you guys. Love you guys. Love you, Mom. And I'll see you guys again tomorrow from 9 to 10 Eastern Standard Time. God bless you. You know what, Evangelista? We are going to need a reunion. We're going to have to do that. And there's some things I'll inbox you, Evangelista. But we definitely need to have a reunion. We've been doing this for some months now, and I appreciate you guys for coming in and tuning in. I cannot wait to meet you guys in person. We're going to have to do that pretty soon, pretty soon. But God bless you guys. Some of my friends from high school came through. Thank you. From college. I love you guys. With the love of the Lord, God bless you. Be encouraged. And I will see you guys again tomorrow. God bless. Ha ha ha.